We've been tracking people's commutes into Seattle on this first business day after the closure of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. KNKX's Ashley Gross came from West Seattle by water taxi and joins me now live. Ashley, you took the water taxi pretty early. What was the ride like?
It was smooth. I caught the 773 shuttle from the Alaska Junction, and that was almost empty. And then I took the 630 boat, and that was about one quarter full. Didn't look very full. I spoke with Kevin Wells, who takes the water taxi normally, and he said actually that was quite a few more passengers than normal.
It's completely different. There's usually only a handful of people on that first ship, so a lot of people taking it. I think it'll stack up through the day.
Now, he caught the second ship, not the first one, because he said his shuttle was late picking him up. But there were some people left on the dock because the water taxi is stopping boarding 1 minute before they depart just so they can stay on schedule. They have boats going every 20 minutes until 10 a.m. That's more boats than normal. I just spoke with my husband who caught the 8:15 water taxi, and he said it was about half full, and it was not a problem at all. Returning to West Seattle this afternoon, they'll start up more frequent service at 3:05.
So what have other people been telling you about their commutes to downtown?
I spoke with some people downtown and a few people who took the bus and one who took the light rail. They said that their normal commutes were smooth. They hadn't really changed anything. A couple said it was more crowded than normal, but still not bad. Sarah Ventosa commutes from West Seattle to Issaquah by bus. And I caught her downtown while she was heading to her second bus. She says her number 37 bus from West Seattle took a different route up 4th Avenue South, but that it was smoother than she expected.
I was surprised, yes. And I was also surprised to see a lot of traffic officers. They were actually directing traffic to make sure that the intersections were flowing smoothly, mainly down towards where the stadiums are.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort being put into trying to get people to where they need to go. A woman I spoke with downtown says she took her normal bus from Linwood and that it was totally fine. Her name is Cindy Pettick.
I park at the park and ride, and it wasn't full yet, but that time of morning I usually can get a spot, so it just seemed normal.
Well, Ashley, another thing you've been tracking is the impact of the viaduct closure on school buses. Do you have any information about that?
Well, the Seattle School District website, they post their bus delays every day, and they listed 5 delayed buses, which is about on par with how it's been lately. It's also a big improvement over last fall when there were frequently more than 20 late school buses. That was unrelated to this viaduct work and the new tunnel. The company that provides bus service to the school district has faced a shortage of bus drivers, and they've been taking steps to hire more. But right now, it doesn't look like there were giant impacts to school buses.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KNKX's Ashley Gross reporting live this morning. It's 8:34.